Hell's Gate by Stephen Fry. Narrated by Eric Steele. Part 1. Chapter 1. As far back as he could remember, Hunter Lee had known his fate lay in the law, in being an attorney, in being a litigator. It was a predestination he'd always found mysterious because he was an unassuming man outside a courtroom, a humble man, a man others had to make an effort to get to know, not a man who got to know others. But Hunter turned into a different person when he came before the bench. Once he stepped through the dark wood doors of justice, he became gregarious, aggressive, and unfailingly persuasive. His key success factors inside a courtroom? He was always more prepared than the other side. He knew the answer to every question he asked. He had an uncanny ability to develop personal connections with jurors and hostile witnesses. He wasn't hesitant to use his rugged good looks and smooth southern charm to convince any woman sitting on the fence to see things his way, and he never lost his temper. He might turn up the volume once in a while, but he was always in complete control. Over a decade, Hunter had won nearly $1 billion in damage claims for his clients. In the process, he'd made his firm and its 7 senior partners a fortune in contingency fees. People told him constantly to start his own firm so he could keep all those fees for himself, but he never had. He was still with Warfield and Stone, the same New York City firm he'd joined after graduating 2nd in his class from the University of Virginia Law School 13 years ago. During recruiting season of his final year at Virginia, he'd been drawn to Warfield and Stone's